The duo Mary Mary has made its name singing music with R&B sounds and gospel spirit. The group's name comes from the two women named Mary in the Gospels. Mary Mary is on tour right now, but don't look for them in churches. They're playing venues more known for secular music. The duo's powerful voices belong to a pair of sisters, Tina and Erica Campbell. Mona Austin reports.
Some gospel music makes you want to shout. Then there's Mary Mary. Their music makes you want to dance, dance, dance. When they were growing up in Inglewood, California, younger sister Tina says listening to anything other than gospel music was strictly forbidden. Still, they were heavily influenced by Ghetto Life's musical score, rooted in hip-hop and R&B.
We were born and raised in urban communities. Ghettos, if you will. and so what happened in the community, the sound of the community, the look, the lingo, all of those things, we were exposed to that.
They believe their Heavenly Father gave them music to tell His truth creatively, when and wherever they can. Their earthly father, Eddie Atkins, was a Pentecostal pastor. Erica says he lugged his 9 children along as the choir when he brought the love of Jesus to seemingly God-forsaken parts of the inner city.
He would go and minister at the park to those
One
that
of the
many
roughest
people.
Parks in LA, actually, where there's nothing but like people doing drugs and homeless people and people doing all sorts of things. And he would take all of us,
yep,
and he would be ministering and we would be singing. We would just share the love of God. So we learned really early how to relate.
Funny.
Now, as ministers of music, Mary Mary wants to cast their net as wide as possible beyond the four walls of the church to people who may never be extended an altar call.
We had a publisher who heard a song and he was like, what are you guys talking about, like goosebumps? Because we were using words like the anointing and presence and power of God. And so they didn't get it. And so it allowed us, that was very great for us to hear early on because it allowed us to write music from then on out that would translate to people who were unchurched.
Back when I was a little child, it wasn't easy. Mama didn't always have a job to take care of me. But I love her cause she tried so hard to do her best. But when she fell short, God did all the rest. That's why.
I think about what he's done for me. It's been so much that I couldn't even tell it if I tried.
You won't hear music from Mary Mary's latest CD on Sunday morning at most churches, but their sound still resonates with the church. Gospel media pioneer Dr. Bobby Jones thinks even if gospel has a hip-hop flavor, the essence of Mary Mary's music remains within the bounds of the gospel genre.
As long as we keep this music sacred, as long as we use it to lift Him in every dimension, that has to be done through the spirit and the element of the givers.
For Dr. Jones, gospel is not just about the lyrics, but the spiritual expression of the person performing. Tina says the church wasn't initially their target audience.
We told them, put our music everywhere. Put me on the stage with anybody, and it'll work.
What are you afraid of? Don't you know what you're made of? One of God's greatest creations. Take this invitation now.
Get up, cause you can't stop. Get up, got a lot to do. 24 hours, almost gone. Get up, don't sit back. Get up, if you wanna get there. Clock stops stopping time.
They also push religion's fashion envelope. On the Sound CD cover, they're not in choir robes. Erica and Tina are confidently wearing sexy black dresses. They look like they've been poured into them. Tina argues that the dresses are not tight, they're just form-fitting.
Sometimes people think we're a little bit sexy. I don't have a problem with that. I would like to think that I'm sexy. I have a husband who I would like for him to think that every time he sees me.
Right.
And truth be told, I'm a woman. I would love to be appealing to men. It is not my endeavor
to entice,
to cause anyone to lust.
The pair recently became spokeswomen for PZI Jeans, designed for women like them who don't mind flaunting their hourglass curves. They got that gig because of their music and an image that's appealing to the urban masses. Yet within the music industry, once their gospel identity is clear, Mary still sometimes gets pigeonholed.
Some people may hear a song, love it, find out that they're Christian artists, and pull it. We've had that happen to us. Now, to me, that's insane. You have to push a little bit more. Listen to this song. Sometimes people's first thing is, oh, it's gospel, so they place it in this category until they listen.
That drive has kept the Campbell sisters rocking nightclubs and churches, inspiring fans on both sides of the spiritual divide. For NPR News, I'm Mona Austin.
To hear full songs by Mary and discover more new music, visit nprmusic.org.